Everybody, I hope you're doing amazing, as per always. Look at us with our catchphrase. For this podcast, for this one, obviously the title is going to be something along the lines of delaying the inevitable. And that's what we're going to be talking about. There was a clip that I had with a client, obviously, Mel, in the gym. And that was in something that I said, it was, we want to talk about feelings. We want to get all this stuff out because otherwise it's just delaying the inevitable. Since then, maybe it's just because it was on my mind, or maybe it's because, you know, hey, we're just talking some stuff out. Who knows? But the theme for the past couple days has been, basically the past week has been, why are we delaying the inevitable? In the sense of, if you need a rest, then take that rest. And if you want to do something, then go do it. If you feel like you're going to be doing that. An email that I wrote this morning, which has gone out to waitlist members, which also, I'm going to apologize to people that are on the waitlist because you're going to receive that email again for next week for everyone for the early bird special. So I apologize for that in advance. In terms of that delaying the inevitable, I hear from a lot of clients before they sign up, when we're on the phone initially, there's a lot of people that go, I've been following you for about 6 to 12 months or probably even longer, but people that have been following me for months, and then they go, I decided to finally reach out. I go, oh, cool. What was it that, you know, made you reach out this time? The short of it is, enough is enough. Like, it has finally reached enough where they were like, no, I can do this by myself. I can figure this out by myself. And props to you if you believe that and if you have proven that you can do that in the past. Amazing. We love that. A lot of people, high majority of them, almost lie to themselves in the sense of self-protection, but it does come out as self-sabotage. What I mean by that is, self-sabotage is really just self-protection. Your brain doesn't want you to be uncomfortable. For example, if I'm talking about the clients that have just signed up, or like we're just starting to talk and they're like, yeah, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner, or now that I'm in this point where enough is enough, now I have to reach out. Let's just say 6 months they found me and they were like, ooh, I should reach out. But then it took them 6 months to eventually start talking to me and reach out. In that 6 months, that self-sabotage or self-protection or quote-unquote lying to themselves, that is going to be the self-sabotage here, in that sense, it's not coming out as like vindictive or they hate themselves or anything like that. It's usually, more often than not, no, I can do this by myself. I'll start again on Monday, or I'll start fresh, or this thing that I've done 8 times before that I know doesn't work, I'll go and do that because this time will be different. They talk themselves out of doing something different because it's scary. It's uncomfortable. They don't know what it is. And sometimes the fear of the unknown outweighs the shit that they're currently in. If you've done a program 8 times before and it is basically the same thing, like if you've done F45 or CrossFit or BFT, they're all basically the same thing with some minor differences. Out of all of them, I prefer BFT from what I've seen, but most of it is going to be HIIT sessions with weights. That's about it. In terms of how they produce their meal plans and do all that stuff, I don't know why I'm doing a fucking drive-by on group training, but in terms of how they produce their meal plans and nutrition guidelines, that would obviously depend who they get in, or if they do have someone, then it would obviously depend on what's going to make them the most money and get people the most results, because it's very hard to coach people one-on-one, particularly when you're getting 20 people per class and you've got a class every hour for, you know, 8 hours a day. It's going to be hard and a lot of time to be able to go, hey, one-on-one, do this, hence meal plans. It's a lot more time effective. And if you've done that, let's say 8 times before, you're very familiar with how that program is going to go. You know when you're going to get hungry, you know what types of foods to have, you know things that are typically on like a good or bad list of food of like, avoid this and try to have this. You're familiar with those rules and logics and restrictions. So when it comes to something like doing this program, or if it's unfuck yourself transformation, that obviously the high end one-on-one, or if it's simply happy and healthy, which by the way, is launching for waitlist at the moment, 50% off. Next week, everyone can get a chance to get into it, but it's going to be 25% off. So obviously you would do yourself a massive fucking favor signing up this week. And if you're not sure about it, message me. Oh my God, what was the other word? I went completely blank. Nope, lost it. Message me if you have questions or concerns. Let's have this conversation this week to save you more money. Because I know that you're going to reach the point of like, oh, now it's only 25% off, not 50. I should have signed up earlier. Well, I'll wait for the next intake. it's going to take a long fucking time for that next intake to come out, let me tell you. And it's going to hurt even more when you see the client results that I share and the fun that we're having in that program, because the last time I ran it like this, it was amazing. Let's say that. So you don't want to be on the sidelines for that. Anywho, I digress. Being all fancy with it this morning. The familiar is a lot more comfortable than the unfamiliar, even if the unfamiliar has a greater chance of success. You will go back to doing what is comfortable and familiar, even if you know that it's not going to work out. And the thing that often gets people is a random bit of ill-placed hope. And they go, this time's going to be different. I'm going to wait for things to turn around. One thing that always makes people think when I'm on that call, oh my God, Levi's trying to turn the fan on. When I'm on that call with people, and if it's like, I'm going to wait 3 months and see what happens, or I'm going to go do this other thing and see, if you want to do that, that is completely fine. I don't force people to sign up. I just ask questions to get them thinking. That's really what I want to do. I've had calls in the past where people have, are you going to turn that fan on? No, you're all good. I've had calls in the past where people sound like they're going to be awesome for the program. And it's like, you're one or two steps away from not needing this program. Maybe you should go try XYZ first and then let me know. Let's book in a call for like a month from now and see how things are going. And they've not needed the program because it's like, oh, cool. We saved you a fuckload of money and all you had to do was this one thing. Amazing. Keep doing that and you're all sweet. I've literally turned clients away before because it's in their best interest. Who knows? Their best interest of saving money, I should say. When they say on that call, when they say, no, maybe like in the new year, I'll be able to see. And this is very common for when I talk to people in like November, December, and people go, no, in the new year, I feel like I'll be more set up and more settled to be able to start something like this. And I always ask the question, oh, cool, what's happening in the new year? Or, oh, cool, is there something that's happening in 3 weeks' time or 3 months' time or like whatever time frame they give? If it's in the new year, I'll say, oh, cool, is there something that's happening in the new year? Or like, what's happening? What's changing? For a lot of people, when I speak to them in this part of the year, they go, maybe about mid-year, I think maybe I'll be more settled into my role and this and that. I go, cool, what is it? Like, is there something you think is going to help you be more settled? Like, is there something that's actually going to change? In short, what I'm asking is, what's actually happening? What's actually changing? Like, is there something that's coming up? Particularly when people go, I'll have more money or I'll have more savings in about 3 months' time. And it always, like, I know that this is now coming back into like sales tactics and things, but to get people thinking about that is cool. Well, instead of saving up that money and then, you know, delaying the inevitable of let's sign up in 6 months, why don't we just extend the payment plan like all hell? And what you would have chucked away into savings, we just put into the program. We can start working, more than likely save you money, get you heaps of results. And then because you're feeling better, you'll likely perform better and do this at work and all this other stuff. How would that sound? And they go, no, I think I'm... And at that point, I know that, you know, they're not going to sign up because it's not about the money. They feel uncomfortable in the sense of either that is a lot of money and they don't want to spend that money. That is too nice to say it. I fucking love people when I get on the call and they're like, that's way too expensive. I can't afford that. I'm like, oh, thank God. Someone not lying to me. I fucking love it. But, you know, everyone needs a little white lie of like, I'll go talk to my partner or like, yeah, let me think about it. And there's not, out of everyone that has said, I'll go think about it, I'm very interested, but let me go think about it. I reckon I've had one out of like 200 people, one out of 500 people that have actually come back and gone, yeah, you know what? This actually sounds amazing. I'm going to do it. Everyone else just wants to get off the call. And I completely respect that. When I'm in that situation, I go, yeah, no, I don't. That's way more expensive than I thought. And I think I'm done. Thank you very much. And that's it. In that sense, if you want to get off the call, let me know. And that's completely fine. You don't have to spend that money. I'm not forcing you to sign up. I want people to think about what is going on, because obviously that's the style of coaching that I have. I'm not going to go eat this and do this. That's what you must do. I go, why do you say that you can't have a quarter pounder? What is unhealthy about a pizza? What is, and I ask all these questions to get people thinking because they've never really been asked before. It's just been blindly follow this and adhere to it. And that's it. You will get results, which is what ends up fucking a lot of people over when they finish the program or the plan or whatever it is. And they go, I don't know how to live. I don't know how to eat if I'm not tracking calories. I don't know how to eat if I'm not tracking or I'm not on a meal plan. I don't know how to move if I'm not following something at the gym. There's a lot of things that can become intuitive, but they've never been asked on what would you like to do and what foods do you enjoy eating? Okay, let's figure out how to put them into your lifestyle and still see results. No one has ever really been asked that question, which is wild to me. And that's all that I do is ask questions to get to the bottom of, okay, this is what's going on. This is what we should do. Obviously, if someone's completely lost, then I'll give them suggestions and I'll give them the answer, but then I'll backtrack from there to go, how do you think this answer that I've just given you is going to help? And we can backtrack. But that is delaying the inevitable of if you know that nothing is going to change, then you don't have to say it to fucking strangers, you know, because technically I'm a stranger. You don't have to say that to strangers to be like, nothing's going to change. Thank you. You can say to yourself, I would love it if you would say to yourself and also admit to yourself, because this is what helped me get free and start taking actions of, man, nothing's actually going to change. Like if I don't do these things, I'm here forever. That feels fucking awful. Well, I better do something about it. That's what leads me to action. But most of us get caught up in, I'm so busy at work, I have to do this thing, and then maybe next week I'll start this. And it's just pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back, almost waiting for the right time. Now, there are some very, very valid and very real reasons for not signing up at a particular time or not taking action on something at a particular time. For example, I have had people in the past where they've gone, let's just say that November, December, where it has been, no, wait until next year. And I'm like, oh, what's going to happen next year? And they go, well, we only have X amount of dollars and we still have to buy for the rest of the family. We've got to get Christmas presents all sorted. We're also coming into the new school year because our kids are starting school this year. So that's like school fees and uniform and books and everything for the first time. We're also just in our first home for the first time in like, you know, first time ever. And now we're just paying a mortgage. We're getting settled into that. So there's a shitload of expenses that are coming out now. And I'm like, that's completely fair. That makes complete sense. Yeah. It then, you know, is there a number that would work for them? Yes, no, whatever. But have your time, go think about it. And then, you know, let's touch base in February or March or whenever that you feel relatively settled. And some people have a genuine conversation and they come back and they're like, yep, sweet, let's go. That's awesome. For majority of people, though, it ends up becoming, I'm not going to think about this further than right now. And that's it. No, I'll start again on Monday because this project at work really has to get done. The amount of clients that have lost themselves to work is insane. And if you look at your contract for work, it's like, yep, you are contracted for 38 hours and all of these are in your job description. Suddenly, they're not really doing their job. They're doing their job and it takes them 4 hours. And they're having to do everyone else's job and they're getting responsibilities from something that is higher up. Like, there's a lot of things happening at the moment where, yes, you do have to do things to keep your job and take initiative and obviously do all of that. Be your best self at work and be the best employee that you can. Please, for the love of God, do not lose yourself and your life over prioritizing work. The amount of clients that I have had that come to me burnt out from work and I say, we need to set these boundaries at work. We end up figuring out how that looks and what that does look like and basically prioritizing themselves first and then work second. Because I don't know a single person that has gotten fired by saying, hey, I'm going to stick to what my job outline is and what my contract is and what I was hired for. I don't know a single person that has gotten worse at their job or has been pushed out or anything like that for saying, I'm going to do what my job is. I can't do these other four people's jobs. They've ended up happier from it. They've ended up being more productive because now all of a sudden work is not relying, or like their bosses or their company is not relying on one person to do five people's jobs. They've gone, fuck, this one person isn't going to carry the load. What do we do? It's very unlikely that a company actually goes, well, we're understaffed. We need to hire more people. No, they'll just be like, let's see how many people we can get to do as much work as possible for as little return. And that's the way that it goes. The companies really don't give a shit about you and your mental health. That's it. Because I have had clients in the past where their company's philosophy and logo has been, take care of yourself, take the weekend off, prioritize yourself. Mental health is super important to us. And I get those clients to write up an email to their boss and say, in respect to, and it goes something like this, In respect to our company's mission statement and intention and values, I'm taking a step back from the excess work that I'm doing at the moment. You never say the work that you are doing. You say the excess work or the extra work that you're doing above your contract of whatever it is.
You're so coy, alluring, angel with a wicked smile, sleeping 20 hours a day, never lay a paw on dusty clay. I'll keep your litter natural, no chemicals in your nostrils, just corn below, so every time you go, you'll know your shh don't stink. Don't
world's stink. Best cat litter for the world's best cat.
And I'm really going to be prioritizing my 38-hour work week for this next month because I need to take some time off for my mental health. Thank you for understanding. The response you will get back will initially be, 100%, didn't know that you were struggling. Take all the time that you need. Please don't go above and beyond. Do all this stuff. About 3-4 weeks later, they will be like, hey, we just need you to do this one little thing for us. It won't take long. Just whenever you have the time, that's fine. But when they start not getting the response from you to be like, hey, we need you to back up 50 hours a week, not the 38, we need you back at 50. When you start setting that boundary to be like, no, like I need to do my full-time work. I can't really do another job on top of my full-time work. And if you're still productive, that's obviously the thing. If you're a good employer, you're still productive, you're smashing your job, then it's amazing. That is what you are employed for. You're not employed for, okay, you have to do more on top of that because other people aren't doing it. You go, I'm setting these boundaries. They will then start to push back to try to fill up your calendar to do more work. Pull it back into, oh, where am I going to find the time? Like question them. Where am I going to find the time for this? How does that fit in with my boundaries? Is that more than full-time work? Do I have to do it on the weekend? Ask them these questions. More often than not, they will fold and just go, you know what? We're going to get someone else to do this. It's like, okay, cool. And if there's not enough people, then hey, maybe we should hire someone. You will more than likely get better at your job because you have more capacity. And then because you're better at your job, just focusing on one thing, that can lead to a higher promotion because you're not the jack of all trades of everything to be like, you don't really meet the criteria of like a higher up in this role. But now that you're doing one particular thing, yeah, you actually meet the criteria to be the higher up of this role to manage people in this team. That's how I've typically seen it play out in the past for clients. Or they just get a new job because they realize this job has no balance and people don't give a fuck about your mental health. And they often end up finding something better, which is crazy. It's not crazy. It's actually like, hey, this is my worth. This is what I'm going to go get. And then they go and get it and they're like, oh, fuck, it actually worked. So to bring that all back, please do not delay the inevitable by self-sabotaging or lying to yourself. If you are burning out at work, what do you think the inevitability there is going to be? You're going to burn out. You're going to be tired. There's no time for you. There's no time for your family. There's no time for friends. There's no time for anything outside of work. If you absolutely love your work, then amazing. Find a way, like me, to do that. Yes, you're going to extend yourself because this is my business. I'm obviously going to work more than 38 hours a week. I'm going to extend myself beyond that 38 hours a week. I do about 50 at the moment. And for me, that's 20 hours less than I used to do, which is like, this is easy. This is super fun. And I'm going to extend myself because it's my business and I really care about this, but I have to do it in a way that doesn't make me burn out. I still need to have my boundaries. I still need to have my time for myself and my family and everything. That is what I am setting up for. And that is what I'm protecting. Because if I'm not protecting myself, all of a sudden clients get shit responses and I don't have the capacity to coach people. I just become the worst version of myself when I don't protect myself, which means why is anyone going to sign up if this PT is depressed and anxious and can't even really be present on a coaching call, can't even give me advice? Doesn't even respond to emails. It's like, no one's going to sign up or refer friends to me. By protecting myself and my peace, I am enjoying what I'm doing and it's a hell of a lot better. The two times where I lost a personal training business, I was delaying the inevitable. No, it's fine. I'll rest on the weekend. I know that I have work on the weekend. I just said that because I wanted to get done right now. If I had thought about it for a second and gone, no, I'll get this done on the weekend. Oh, can I actually get it done on the weekend? No, because I have to do all of this other work on the weekend, so I'm not going to be able to do this. Fuck, actually, I'm not even going to be able to get dinner in if I don't stop right now. Okay, well, I need to stop. And that line of questioning of basically, is anything going to change? Am I able to do it? It can take you really far. It can take you to uncomfortable truths, which is a pain in the ass, but they have to be answered. They have to be asked. Because if they don't, you will be in the exact same spot, if not worse, in 4 weeks' time, in 4 months' time, in 4 years' time. It's just going to get worse and worse. Take a look at, there's a podcast episode from way back called, Do You Want to Play Russian Roulette or Get Shot in the Face? And it's basically, do you want the absolute definite result to be burning out, negative response here and feeling like shit? Do you want the 100% chance that it is going to be negative, meaning do you want to get shot in the face? Or do you want to take even a 5% chance that doing something different is going to lead to something better? Do you want to play Russian roulette? There's a chance over there. There is a chance for positivity. Even if it's 1%, I will still take that over a definite negative. It's not the game that we're playing, because obviously if you do something different, you're almost guaranteed to get something different. It's just how it works. Now the dogs are going crazy at the postie. Hopefully she shuts up real soon. But anywho, that's delaying the inevitable. It's, if you want to sign up with myself or a coach, not even me, if you want to sign up with any coach or do anything that you believe is going to improve your life, what are you waiting for? There's not going to be a magical moment. There's not going to be an epiphany or something that will happen. More than likely, from 99% of the clients that do sign up with me, it's because they reach breaking point. It's because enough is enough. It's because the straw has broken the camel's back. That is why they sign up. And they were waiting for this perfect moment to coalesce into, okay, now I need to do it. Or now things are less crazy, so I have more time and I have more this and I have more that. That time at the moment is so crazy because you don't know how to take care of yourself, because you don't know how to set boundaries, because you're not taking time, because you're not doing the things that are taking care of yourself, because you don't know how to do them as of yet. That is why things are crazy. Hoping that things are going to get better, despite looking into the future for 3, 6, 9, 12 months from now, despite looking into the future, nothing changing, you'll still lie to yourself or self-sabotage by going, no, it's going to be different. It's going to be fine because, you know, in 3 months' time, things are going to be a little bit different. You know, things are going to change. And maybe at work, there's been some talks of restructure and this and that. The biggest thing is, the easiest comparison that I can kind of make. When people talk to me and sign up and they go, oh, that's a lot of money. We're saving for a house at the moment. The question I ask is, do you believe it's going to be easier or more difficult to prioritize yourself and do this program when you have a mortgage or when you don't have a mortgage? And they go, oh, fuck yeah, actually, when we get the house, it's actually, we're going to have to pay that mortgage. Okay, so I could take a little bit out of the deposit and do like a very low-end payment plan for that. And then everything that I save can just go back into the mortgage. It's like, or into the deposit that we've been saving for. It's like, right, if you just take a little bit out of that deposit, then fantastic, you can do this program right now and everything that you save is going back into that deposit to make it back up. By the time we finish, you'll have paid for the program and you won't even know that that's done. So basically, if you just pause your savings right now for 6 months, done, program is done. More than likely, people end up saving more money than what the program is worth, but hey, compared to when they've just paid the deposit, so they don't have that intrinsic safety net of we have $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 as a deposit, whatever it's going to be. We have this deposit in the bank and they have that little bit of a safety net to be like, if we need to call on it, we can. They lose that deposit and then they're getting charged like $700 to $1,000 a week. And now they're going, oh my God, how are we going to make this work? It's like, hey, would you like to do the program? No, we're paying a mortgage. Go away. This is way too expensive now. Like, cool. So it's more difficult now. All of that could have been avoided by asking yourself that question. Where is it going to be easier? Is it going to be more difficult? What is it going to feel like when things don't change? Or when things do change, what happens then? Is the change actually going to be good? If it's particularly like, oh, there's this restructure at work, it's going to be happening. Have they given you a timeline or are they people that typically just keep pushing things back and back and back and back? Because I know many a client that work has been like, yep, we're going to hopefully get this done in the new year. New year comes, yep, we're going to get this done this quarter. That quarter ends and they go, yep, we're hopefully going to finish this by the end of the financial year. 3 years later, nothing has changed, but they've been promising change so that people stay around. It's like reading a book, but every chapter has a cliffhanger. Even if it's a really fucking awful book, you'll be like, all right, well, I'll see what happens in the next chapter. That is the perfect analogy, actually, for what is happening when people are, no, it's probably going to get better. What's actually going to change? I don't know. What are you really delaying? I don't know how many people, almost every single person that has signed up, they've gone, I wish I did this sooner. And if you are not even talking about myself, but if there's something that you want to do, if it's just starting swimming, if it's just going to the gym, if it's tracking calories, if it's taking a pottery class, if it's doing whatever, insert hobby here, go for it. Because once you start that thing, you will then prioritize it and put it into your calendar and you'll go, right, no, I can make this work. But when you're in that before stage, like when I started learning the drums, I was like, which was like a couple months ago, I was like, no, I'm too busy. I'm not going to be able to fit it in because I've got these calls that are going on. I've got this, I've got that. And then when I, nah, fuck it. I'm just going to do it because I really want to do it. And I think I'd be good at it. I think I'd enjoy it. Then I put it in and I was like, yep, this day on this time, this is where I'm doing the drums. That's it. Everything else now fits around it. So I'm not losing any time. If anything, I've gained time because now I'm more productive in the times that I've got and I'm not on my phone doom scrolling and everything because I'm like, oh, I got the drums soon. Okay, well, I might as well get this work done. So then when I go to drums, that's it. And I can just come home and finish. I found time to make it work. And yes, I'm in a very fortunate position that I can do that because obviously at the moment I don't have kids. I've just got one very geriatric dog who turns the fan on with his butt when he lies down and Lilo and Loki and Beth, but she's an adult and I don't really have to like look after her the same way as a kid or a dependent would. So, you know, in that sense, pretty good. So yeah, I'm in a fortunate position to be able to do that. I have also had people that have multiple kids that are in a very chaotic situation and they go, yep, I'm just in the car, like for a call. I'm in the car at soccer practice because I wouldn't have time to get home and get on my laptop and do this stuff. So I've figured that I would just take this call now away from my laptop and away from stuff. And I can still be here for my kids' soccer practice for when the call is over. Then I'll go home, do dinner, do all this stuff. And then I will finish off work a little bit later. Like they just find ways to make it work. And that's because they've paid for it. They're in, they're committed. They will find a way to make it work. No matter what it is, you will find time to make it work. But if you are just pushing back the delaying the inevitable and you're just like, no, maybe later, maybe next week, maybe this, I really, really want you to ask yourself, is anything going to change? And if nothing changes, are you actually going to be happy with the life that you have? That's the question that we start asking. I don't want you to reach the point where it is breaking point, where enough is enough and you are like, no, Trav, I need to sign up because everything is fucked. It's like, okay. Let's sign up now, or let's do something about it now and be proactive about the fact, hey, I can see myself burning out because in the past I've done these things, I've always burnt out. I don't actually know how to do A, B, and C. So why do I think I'm going to do that myself if I've been trying to do it myself for 8 years and nothing's really changed? I've just gotten worse. Ask these questions and face the uncomfortable truths and you will realize that you're delaying the inevitable and pushing it back. For whatever reason it could be, but I typically do find that it is because people want to lean into the familiar and the comfortable. Even if it's uncomfortable, you are familiar with it. Where people go, it's more comfortable for me to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm like, okay, so why are we talking then? Like, if you were very comfortable doing what you're doing, why do you want to change it? It's like, oh, it's actually not comfortable. Okay. So the existence you have at the moment is actually uncomfortable. But the thought of doing something different and changing that and challenging the fact that we might have to do something a little bit different, that's more uncomfortable right now in the short term than staying where you are. Both of those are uncomfortable. The only difference is if you stay where you are, you're going to stay uncomfortable for as long as it takes for you to reach that point of doing something about it to change it. Whereas if you do something about it, you'll be maybe a little bit more uncomfortable, but you will start to realize that, oh, I'm making this change. I'm starting to feel better. I'm starting to do these things. I'm getting results. Okay. And that uncomfortable slowly dissipates into, man, I'm starting to feel pretty comfortable in myself. Only one of those has the end of, I am now comfortable and I feel good. It's just, which one are you willing to take? And if you want to delay the inevitable and, well, then go for it. That is completely fine. It's your life. It's not mine. I'm just here to help people lead better lives. And if you want to take that opportunity up, then fantastic. I would fucking love that. I want nothing but the best for everyone that, well, just everyone. I was going to say everyone that comes into contact with me, but you know, not everyone, I'm just like, you know what? You're actually a bit of a dick. I want the mediocre for you. I want you to get everything that you want, but I want your socks to be constantly wet. Maybe not the best, maybe just the mediocrity for you. But for majority of people, I'll say, I want nothing but the best for them, particularly my clients. I will give a lot of myself away in order to help them get to where they need to go. Because, you know, I'm very intrinsically tied to my job. This job feels like my purpose. So when someone says, hey, I would like to join you on your purpose, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure you have a better life. That's just who I am and what I do. So please stop delaying the inevitable, stop lying to yourself, and ask yourself the questions, is anything actually going to change? And if it is, what is it? When is it going to change? When is it going to be the right time? And if it's not going to be the right time, well then fuck, you might as well dive in now and learn a hell of a lot sooner rather than later. Because otherwise you're just going to push it back and then have to work against the stuff that you missed out on for not starting sooner. Hope that made sense. But yeah, if you're listening to this, obviously I'm putting it out at a weird time. But for this week, let me grab the calendar up because I'll say the wrong dates. For this week, up until the 2nd of March, if you are on the waitlist, you can sign up to Simply Happy and Healthy at 50% off. We're going to be running through everything that I've mentioned in this podcast and basically my entire coaching philosophy, how to get away from feeling guilty for resting, for eating foods, for perfectionism tendencies, for all or nothing. There's some tips in there for ADHD people as well, how to regulate your nervous system with food and why most people, particularly ADHD people, have been regulating their nervous system through sugar and binging and all that fun stuff. How to get over stress and emotional eating and binge eating, how to create a flexible schedule, how to feel more comfortable in yourself, how to get away from, I should be doing this. Like there is so much in Simply Happy and Healthy. It's all the foundations I want transformation clients to know. And it's what I typically give them. I have transformation clients that are actually signing up to this program because they go, that sounds like it's more in depth and deeper than what we're doing at the moment. I'm like, yeah, it is. Because it's going deep on particular topics every single week. Transformation, we go deep, but it's where are you this week? What are we doing? Okay, let's build around that and have a conversation around that. For next week, I want you to do this. And it's hyper focused on you and the obviously you in that program. For Simply Happy and Healthy, I'm trying to personalize it for every single person, but there's like a structure for it. It's bowling with bumpers. There is a structure that we'll go through week one or module one through module nine. There's multiple masterclasses that are out for nutrition and mindset that I typically give to transformation clients. It's going to be the best program that you've ever done. Unless you end up doing transformation, then you'll be like, okay, yeah, transformation's good. But this is everything I wish transformation clients knew before they signed up and everything that I am giving transformation clients just in a more personal setting. And if you don't like Simply Happy and Healthy or even a transformation program for any reason, I give you your money back. That's it. I don't want you paying for something that's not going to be good and that you're not even using. So it just wouldn't make sense. It's not really fair. So yeah, link in bio if you want to join the waitlist. You will get an email at about 9 a.m. almost every day on the waitlist, and you can use that to sign up. If you're on the waitlist and you haven't received anything from me about information on Simply Happy and Healthy or actually sign up, please message me, email me, get in contact with me, and I will send you that link to sign up. Please do it before the 2nd of March. Next week, from the 3rd until the 9th, I'm going to open up Simply Happy and Healthy to literally everyone on TikTok and Instagram and everywhere. And that's where I reckon it may get a little bit sold out. I'm considering doing 25% off. It might be 30, it might be 20. I'm not sure yet. So I've just averaged it out for 25. But 25% off from next week. So if you're even considering this a little bit, you're better off signing up, securing your spot. And because there's a money back guarantee, if you get 2 weeks into it or a week into it, you're like, ah, this isn't me, I'll just give you your money back. It's literally no risk. The only thing you have to lose are shit habits and lifestyles. So everything will be in link in bio. I'll also chuck some links here for the podcast links as well. I'm fucking excited for Simply Happy and Healthy. It is going to be an amazing intake. I am capping it at 20 people because I feel like that's the absolute max that I will be able to tolerate in terms of that I'll be able to tolerate. Fuck me. You're all going to be awful and I just have to tolerate you. No, that's the max that I reckon I'll be able to actually coach and have time to personally message everyone in there and be your personal coach for 12 weeks. I only have like 12 people on average through transformation clients at one time because of how intense it is in terms of messaging and feedbacks and emails and calls and all that stuff. Simply Happy Healthy is basically like a beginner version of the transformation program. So limited to 20 people. At the time of recording, there's two people that have signed up. There's one more that I know is going to sign up. And yeah, so there's 17 spots left for Simply Happy and Healthy. Might as well do it while it's 50% off. Don't delay the inevitable. If you have questions on it, email me, message me on Instagram, whatever it's going to be. Just get in contact with me so that you can save a shitload of money and get your concerns and questions done before you sign up. Otherwise, if you're ready, if you want to make this change, if you're sick of delaying the inevitable and you don't want to reach breaking point, sign up, get involved. Let me be your personal coach for 12 weeks and let me help you transform your life. I will see you all in the next one.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.